Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This video is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Reuven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Well, if anybody had any doubt that JTF was correct in saying that this presidential election in the United States very much affects the survival of Israel, and it's something that we've got to be paying attention to if we care about Israel's survival. This past week, with the insane statements of Donald Trump, should certainly have proven the point. Donald Trump this week, the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, believe it or not, he's the front runner, said that the United States should be encouraging Saudi Arabia and Japan and South Korea and other countries to go nuclear, to develop nuclear bombs. Now, it has always been United States policy and the policy of all Western countries to prevent the spread of nuclear bombs, to prevent nuclear proliferation, to prevent nuclear arms races in Asia or certainly in the Middle East. That's always been U.S. policy. Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives, everybody has agreed that it's madness to encourage nations that are not nuclear now, like Saudi Arabia and Japan and South Korea, to keep them non-nuclear is of course in everybody's best interest. To encourage everybody, all these countries, to develop nuclear bombs is lunacy. It has always been U.S. policy, and it's always been understood by everybody in both parties, with all the, no matter what the ideology is of the president or of the people in power, it's always been understood that this would be madness, sheer madness, to encourage the spread of weapons of mass destruction like this, weapons that can lead to the murder of tens of millions of people. But Donald Trump wants to negate and reverse all of this long-standing policy. And he wants to encourage countries like Saudi Arabia to go nuclear, to develop nuclear bombs. And of course, Japan and South Korea, that's also crazy. But he mentioned he even mentioned Saudi Arabia. And he has a reason why he's proposing this insane idea. Donald Trump says it will save America money. He said America spends too much on defense and spends too much on having American troops, like we have 28,000 troops in South Korea and there are some troops in Japan, and it's too expensive. And so to save money, he suggests letting these countries develop nuclear bombs. And Saudi Arabia, same story. I think there are 5,000 American troops in Saudi Arabia. He says instead of keeping thousands of troops in Saudi Arabia, let them develop nuclear bombs. To allow Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia, which spreads Muslim terrorism all over the world. Saudi Arabia is a sponsor of international Islamic terrorism, just as Iran is a sponsor of international Islamic terrorism. Saudi Arabia financed the 9/11 attacks. The attackers came from Saudi Arabia, and the Saudi government was involved up to their necks in what happened on 9/11. The Saudi, and that's something they don't want to release. That's a secret part of the Saudi, of the 9/11 report that came out, that Congress did. It's a secret part of the report because they don't want to hurt American-Saudi relations. In any event, Donald Trump says we should let these people and encourage these people to develop nuclear bombs because it'll save America money. That will save America money? You mean allowing the whole world to be flooded with huge numbers of nuclear bombs will save money? In the end, are you kidding me? It will in the end cost America 1,000 times more! 1,000 times more! It may even cost America her very survival with this type of crazy policy. This will lead to nuclear war. If all these Muslim terrorist countries like Saudi Arabia have nuclear bombs, I guarantee you it will lead to nuclear war, God forbid, but it will. Oh, make no mistake about it, it will. Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about, is very dangerous, and would be a catastrophe as president. And he stubbornly insists upon pursuing these crazy policies. He doesn't care what anybody says. He stubbornly insists upon pursuing these policies. He is a mortal danger to the survival of the United States, Israel, and the Western world. Anyone who says that he wants all these countries to start developing nuclear, to have nuclear bombs in their, I mean, nobody suggested this. This is crazy. So now you see why we have spent so much time trying to stop Donald Trump and trying to help Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz does take the good positions. On nuclear issues, Ted Cruz is good. Ted Cruz is good on the issue of Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, for instance. Ted Cruz is the only candidate running who would actually be good, would actually be a good president. Good for America, good for Israel, good for the world. Unfortunately, there are so many insane, blind, ignorant people who insist upon supporting Donald Trump, have no idea even what he stands for. If the Donald Trump supporters hear this now, are you going to continue to support him knowing that he wants all of these countries to have nuclear bombs? Does that bother you? Of course it doesn't bother crazy people because you're ignorant and crazy. 35-40% of the Republicans are continuing to support Donald Trump no matter what. No matter what. So the question is, are we going to mobilize to stop him? Are we, the majority of Republican voters, and certainly conservatives, are we going to mobilize to stop him? The only way to stop him is to support Ted Cruz. It's the only way to stop him. To support Ted Cruz in the remaining primaries and caucuses, and to support Ted Cruz in getting the nomination at the Republican convention in Cleveland. That's the only way to do it. I mean, this week we saw Donald Trump on the issue of abortion, which is a terrible, barbaric practice. And I'm not just talking about partial birth abortions, which Donald Trump has always supported, by the way. We've shown you video where he says on television that he supports partial birth abortion. And you know, when we showed these videos, the Trump cult members, the Trump zombies, would come on and say, "Well, he said that years ago. He's changed. Like Ronald Reagan, he changed." Ronald Reagan was a Democrat in the 1940s. He had been a loyal Republican for decades. By the time he was nominated to run for president in 1980. For decades, he had proven himself to be a loyal conservative Republican. So don't compare this mental case, this psychopath, Donald Trump, to Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump did not take the pro-abortion position years ago. He took a pro-abortion position Last week, in the span of 24 hours, he changed his position. He flip-flopped on the issue of abortion four times. He took four different positions on abortion in the span of 24 hours. There have been occasions during this campaign when Donald Trump has changed his position from one end to the other in the space of one interview. If an interviewer asks him one question, and then an interviewer asks him another question, he changes his mind within 5 minutes on major issues sometimes. This is such lunacy. Such lunacy. And as bad as his position on abortion is, and he is pro-abortion, and by the way, his latest position is that the laws are the laws, that's the law of the land that has to stay. We can't change the laws, which means he's pro-abortion. Always has been, always will be. And then, and it's the same thing, by the way, the law of the land, that's what he said about homosexual marriage. He said, that's the law of the land, that's the established law of the land, that's it. Supreme Court has ruled, that's it. That's what he said. He said that on the Joe Scarborough Morning Joe show on MSNBC. That hideous program that it's a hideous program that always promotes Trump, like so many other ratings whores and sycophants in the media. But in any event, Trump, when he says it's a settled law of the land and we can't do anything to change it, that means he supports it. So he supports homosexual marriage, he supports abortion on demand, he supports partial birth abortion, because he says the laws are what they are and we can't change them, that means including partial birth abortion. And as bad as his position is on those issues, on the issue of nuclearizing Saudi Arabia and Japan and South Korea and spreading nuclear bombs all over the place, he's now endangering the very existence of the United States, of Israel, and of the Western world. He's endangering the existence of all of us. Because terrorists, Muslim terrorists, only have to get their hands on one nuclear bomb. Just one. And the catastrophic effects would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Millions of people could be killed. Millions. And do I have to even tell you what the effects on the economy would be? 9/11 caused a recession. 3,000 people were killed and it caused a recession. What would happen if instead of 3,000 it was 3 million people? The entire United States economy would collapse. It would be the end of you'd have chaos, you'd have anarchy. It would be the end of everything. Donald Trump says, to save money, we should be spreading this nuclear plague all over the place. He is a madman. He's completely ignorant and he's a madman. And he has to be stopped. We have to defeat him. And, you know, the ironic thing is, you Trump idiots, you have a candidate, Ted Cruz, who is such a great candidate. He's brilliant, he's sincere, he's idealistic, he's a great debater, a great speaker. Him you don't like. Instead, you want this buffoon, this orange clown. This is what you want. It's so sick, it's beyond words. It's just beyond words. But we're going to continue sounding the alarm because if we don't speak out, then we're accessories to the crime. Anyone who's silent is an accessory to this crime. And it is a crime against humanity not to expose the fact that you have this mortal threat to the survival of all of us now from a madman. We're talking about nuclear bombs here. Donald Trump is a lunatic. And what he is proposing really is crazy. No one, by the way, no expert, not one expert, would agree with Donald Trump that we should be doing this. Not one. Not one sane expert. I mean, he has a bunch of quacks that he put together, and he says, these are my security advisors who are a bunch of quacks, just like he's a quack. If you agree that we've got to speak out and we've got to act and act quickly before it's too late, we got to wake people up before it's too late, then join with us. We are Jews for Cruz. You don't have to be Jewish to join Jews for Cruz. You don't have to be Jewish to join JTF. You just have to be sane and to understand that this is lunacy, this is madness. Four things we ask you to do to help. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of our efforts. Pray for the success of what we're trying to do here and in Israel to wake people up. Prayer is important. And number two, when you see us put up Hebrew or English videos, promote those videos. Like, favorite, comment, share. Promote those videos on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. That's the second thing. Third thing, we have great websites, great homepages. If you speak Hebrew, our homepage is hayamin.org, hayamin.org. Become active on the Hebrew homepage. If you don't speak Hebrew, then become active on the English homepage. It's a great homepage. with updates every single day from the Great Shlomo, at least 6 or 7 or 8 new posts and videos every single day. News that you won't get anywhere else. Comment, respond there, become active there, go there every day. The more response, the more activity we have there, the more it's going to help us on the search engine so we could wake more people up. And the fourth and final thing, of course, is financial support. If we had real financial support, if we could actually reach people with this message on a massive scale, we could change history. There's no question about it. Your support does make a difference. It makes a major difference. Checks, money orders, cash donations made out to JTF and sent to our post office box is very, very helpful. God bless the great JTFers who are helping us on a regular basis. It makes a difference. If you prefer instead, for convenience sake, to do it with your credit card, to help us with your credit card through PayPal online, you can do that very conveniently. You just go to the donate button on our Hebrew main page. Our Hebrew main page is, hayamin.org. On top, there's a donate button. Click on the donate button, and in several minutes, you can conveniently donate online. Whether you do it by sending it to our post office box or whether you do it online makes no difference. Let's work together as a team. Let's expose this. I mean, people are saying that Donald Trump is crazy. People are frightened by his candidacy, as they should be. But we've got to act. We've got to act urgently, because so much is at stake in this election. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll become part of the JTF team working to help Ted Cruz and working to prevent this lunacy from taking over the White House next year. Until next week, for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.